Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio, the antidote for civilization.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banter Box Radio. This is episode 66 for this June the 1st. Ding, 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 ding. Is that, I don't know if that's, it's the beginning of June. And I'm Thomas and he's Dan. What's that? I'm sorry, what was that? Great. It's good to be back, albeit a day late and a dollar short.
2 days late. No, I guess you're right.
It's just one day late. It's 1 day late. but that was, just all the Memorial Day hullabaloo got us caught back by a day. So it's, I think everybody's going to be okay. And if you're not, I apologize.
If you're not going to be okay.
but we're back again to do the same thing we do each week. Week after week, we just slog through it. Honestly, it's just become a chore. We don't even have fun. No, I'm kidding. We love it. But what we do is we find the... Well, Dan, what do we do?
We supply the news.
But do we deny it?
One would say that he who supplies it...
Yeah.
Denies it?
Yeah.
But we don't.
We don't deny it.
We don't deny that we supply it.
Uh-huh.
So,
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else to rhyme with
great.
That.
Great. So what is it we do? We find weird news? Is that what it is? Okay, thanks. I had forgotten, so I'm glad I got a quick refresher before we jump into things.
I think you may have memory problems because we do
Who are you? Where am I?
I should probably go.
What am I?
Oh, wow. That's
metaphysical.
This has gotten real bad.
we're going to probably, we plan to do that, so we'll just go ahead and do that.
Okay, let's do that then.
Yeah.
Let's give that a shot.
But before we do, today's a pretty neat little day.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's National Speak in Sentences Day.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, just talk normally.
Yeah, exactly. And so, basically, just par for the course. Just do what you've always been doing.
Mm.
Although, what it really means is no LOLs or Raffles. Or
acronyms.
Yeah, no acronyms or any shortenings or anything like that. You got to spell the whole hog here.
Yeah.
All right. So don't screw around because it's a national day and it's very important. And there are people that take this kind of thing very seriously. I'm one of them.
Yes.
Yeah. I celebrate each year with my National Speak in Sentences Day robe that I put on and will be wearing.
And every time that you don't speak in sentences, what happens?
Oh, you're killed.
Wow. So it's a one and done kind of thing.
It's only one offense, for sure. Yeah.
Jeez.
So don't screw up because I will find you. I will. I promise.
That is a promise that I will not keep.
I'll be in your window. I'll be watching you.
Just like Sting was.
That's right.
When he was watching the police and singing to the police, the band he's with.
Uh-huh.
That's who he was singing
to.
That's
how I remember it. Yeah. So I guess, we could just go ahead and get right into it if you want, unless there's anything, if you want to, why don't you just go ahead and we'll start.
Well, okay. I start now.
Yeah.
Oh, when do we start doing this?
Always.
Oh, okay. Sadly, not every mommy and daddy continue to love each other forever.
Yeah.
Divorce can be hard on all parties, especially the children. So when Nicola Toso and Nicoletta Zuin decided on Splitsville,
their name is Nicola and Nicoletta?
Yeah. Weird, right?
Get out.
It's like a Dan marrying a Danielle.
Yeah, that's weird. You just don't do it.
Yeah. You don't do it. There's rules against these
Although
things.
To anyone listening who that's the case, good on you. I'm proud of you.
You did it.
Proud of you for fighting adversity.
Your variations of each other.
Just get a DNA test. That's all I'm saying. All right.
After the two decided on Splitsville, their daughter was torn between the two. The father, Nicola, agreed to pay child support for his daughter, which the court had established was about $335 a month.
He should be able to handle that with his massive lozenge fortune that he's got.
Yes, Nicola. it's a lozenge knockoff brand. But Europe got hit with the recession in 2008, as we all kind of felt that. Mm. And the struggling Italian father had a new idea to pay his wife what was owed.
Yeah, tell me.
The Italian restaurateur offered up the equivalent in pizza, calzones, or anything else on the menu.
Is he really... He's an Italian man running a pizza place?
Yes.
Yeah, does he also have a giant mustache and he talks with his hands?
I think he is the original guy on the pizza box that does the thing.
He's the chef food?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
If you guys are questioning that, if you go like way back, like one to one of our earlier episodes, the banner of that guy.
Oh, yes. Chef food.
That stereotypical Italian man found on everyone's pizza boxes.
Yep.
Quote, in lieu of money, the defendant offered his ex-wife the same amount of compensation in the form of takeaway pizzas from his workplace, an offer promptly rejected, as beggars change, said Judge Chiara Bitozzi in her ruling. The man went on to remarry and have three more kids. He closed down the restaurant in 2010, and his then ex-wife filed criminal charges against him, claiming he wasn't paying child support. Nicola's defense attorney said he'd fulfilled all other custody obligations and even took his daughter in 2011 after the daughter had a falling out with mommy, mommy dearest, after which the wife was supposed to pay child support to him.
Oh, looks like the pizza's on the other foot now.
You know the old Italian saying. the judge acquitted Toso and found there was no evidence that any crime had been committed. You know, he was offering up sweet, delicious pizzas. I know if my parents ever got divorced and my dad worked at a restaurant,
yeah,
I would happily take food as compensation.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Especially delicious pizza.
That's going and right to my mouth. Yeah.
You know, it's like having a Japanese sushi chef for a father, and he just gives you sushi all the time. Like, that sounds amazing.
I feel like sushi chef fathers might be really strict. I just have this feeling. Based on nothing, just I feel like they might be.
Based on strict Japanese obedience?
Yeah, I've never met a sushi chef who seemed happy.
Really?
But they probably
are. They seem so determined.
Yeah.
They're like very
serious.
They're in the moment. Yeah. But anyway, so trying to pay his ex-wife in pizzas. She didn't want it.
Gonna have a good time, right? Oh, wait, no, she had a bad time.
She had a bad time. She didn't. Maybe she wasn't fond of his particular pizzas.
Wow, that's a cut too deep, okay?
That's why they divorced.
Divorce is one thing, but don't insult the man's pizza.
Yeah.
All right?
It has feelings, too.
He's just a big, burly, mustachioed Italian man trying to make it on the streets of Italy, cooking up them hot pizza pies.
I can only hope that after his restaurant folded that he took on the mantle of a plumber with his brother and traveled to faraway lands fighting turtles.
Giant turtles.
Ninja turtles.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that how it... I believe that's the...
Yep. That's the crossover we've all asked for.
And never received.
Okay, well, here's a short one for you. The Coast Guard says rescuers needlessly searched a Rhode Island bay after receiving a distress call from an expired radio beacon that had been improperly discarded. The Coast Guard says in a statement that a command center received a transmission Sunday afternoon that indicated a boat was in distress.
Uh-oh.
Panic. Call in the military. We got some serious business. Transmission came from an electronic position indicating radio beacon. Helicopter and boat crews were dispatched to Mount Hope Bay to search for the vessel. But about 2 hours later, the command center learned that the signal was coming from an improperly disposed of radio beacon that had been dropped while being handled in Lieutenant John Mansolillo. Oh, sorry, this is... I skipped a period. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It had been mishandled and
dropped. Did you just improperly perform a sentence?
I never do that.
Thomas, not on this day.
Oh, no.
Sorry. It's nice knowing you, pal.
I'm going to have to commit ritualistic Sudoku.
Sudoku.
So Lieutenant John Mansalillo with the Coast Guard says batteries need to be removed from the beacons when they are expired to prevent false distress signals. Yeah, that's just for, you know, when that might happen to you. Remember, take the batteries out because it might cause some real problems.
That's what I do with my fire detectors. My smoke.
You take the batteries out?
Smoke detect. You take the batteries out.
Oh.
I don't want anybody coming over for false alarms, so
yeah.
I just take it out and I leave it out forever.
And honestly, they can just be loud and I don't want to be woken up in an improper time.
I inhale smoke and it gives me power. So I don't need nothing beeping in my ear, keeping that smoke out of my lung.
I don't need your sass. Fire alarm.
Yeah.
Thing.
That's what it goes.
Nailed it.
For sassy fire alarms.
All right. Well, that's it. That's just good information. Remember to take out your batteries when you dispose of your distress beacons.
Yeah. I mean, that's just common knowledge.
Yeah.
The call is coming from inside the harbor. It's an old horror movie.
Thanks.
Trope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got it.
I got you. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Utilizing Twitter in an interesting way, actor Shia LaBeouf is on to a new performance art piece.
Oh, great. What's this wacky kid up to now?
The actor posts hashtag TakeMeAnywhere along with a list of GPS coordinates. Shia and artists like Luke Turner and Natasha Sade Ronkuko. I'm so sorry.
Wow, you nailed that. I'm surprised at your flawless Russian pronunciation.
Nastja Sade Ronko.
It's probably Natasha.
No, it's Nastja. Whatever it is.
Nastja.
They collaborated in other strange art pieces in the past, including the stunt where you could join Shia and sit through a marathon of his 29 films. Back to back for I don't even know how long that was. Like
that was ridiculous.
10 days straight or something. It was crazy. Ridiculous.
I don't know how. I think it's only like a few days, but yeah.
At a New York City movie theater, along with hanging out in a cramped elevator for 24 hours. This was a new one I hadn't heard about. So that was another thing. They hung out in an elevator all squished together.
That wacky Shia.
Full day. This one has the actor tweet his location at noon every day until June 23rd. The three men are, quote, opening themselves up to the goodness or possibly the corrupt nature of people. The three leave the destination to the people who pick them up. They apparently will chip in for food, gas, and any other amenities the road trip requires. Yeah, so that just got way more interesting, didn't it?
So Shia LaBeouf is definitely going to be dead soon. A celebrity does not, air quote, take someone on their good merit. Right? Holy Christ.
Let us not forget, if for those of you who haven't heard, a few weeks back, maybe a month, there was a gentleman in New York, I believe, who looked like Shia LaBeouf and got the absolute piss beat out of him.
Yeah.
Because he just looked like him.
Oh my God.
So now, imagine that Shia is now giving away his coordinates.
And
so
letting people pick them up.
Yeah.
Pick him up.
On good nature and just drive them wherever.
Yeah, to their murder shack in the middle of the woods. Are you kidding me? Holy crap.
One such person to pick up the three were Brandon Glanton and his friends. Quote, you're kind of letting people do what they want with you, and it could be dangerous. It could be wonderful. It could be a magical experience.
Yeah.
Glanton later told NBC affiliate
totally.
KUSA about the encounter.
On a list of things I'd never do, this is pretty near the top.
As a celebrity or just in general?
As a rationally thinking human being, yeah.
It's I think it's very interesting.
It is.
But it's very
right up into your murder.
Horrifying. Yeah. Well, I guess you got to put your trust in complete strangers, which if the internet has taught us anything, don't trust anybody. Especially
Never.
Not Whitey.
Okay. Yep.
I heard that somewhere. I think it was on Sesame Street.
I remember that one. That was a hit.
It was Kermit the Frog did a guest appearance. He's like, don't trust Whitey. And I was like, well, he's got merit. So.
Great. Thank you.
You know, so pick up Shia. He's going to be driving around till the 23rd of this fine month.
Yep.
And
Bring them to your murder shed.
Keep your eyes on this Twitter. Do not promote. Don't say that. don't tell people to do that. Take him out for a nice meal.
And then take him out.
And then... No, that's not what you want to... Don't say those things. And just do it. If Shia tells you, just do it.
If you know what he means.
Just have him scream in your face.
Oh, no, I meant just do it.
Just do it. Yes. Nike style.
Take him to a shack.
No, that's enough of you. That's enough.
You know, he's opening himself up to his own trouble here. Mm. All right. Great. You like burritos, Dan?
I sometimes.
You think Shia LaBeouf likes burritos?
Shia LaBurrito?
Oh, I don't think that's his name.
No, it isn't. That was terrible.
But do you think he likes burritos?
You know, probably. I think everybody from time to time enjoys burritos.
Yeah, I like a nice burritos. Well, what's your preferred filling?
I don't know, like a wet toilet paper and
especially if you get it
fire ants.
Yes, you get it with nice chili sauce too. Yeah. Really peps it up. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Well, Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, officials in Nogales, Arizona, arrested a woman on Friday for allegedly trying to smuggle a pound of meth into the U.S. inside a burrito.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, you know, keeping it original. Susie Laborin, I don't know. I'm going to call her Laborin. LeBron. It sounds funner.
Okay.
More fun. Funner.
That's not funner a word. And more fun.
That's not a word. 23 was trying to re-enter the U.S. via pedestrian gate carrying what looked like a bag of burritos. Like you do.
Mm.
When you're just like, hey, I got to come into the U.S. I got my bag of burritos, which everyone usually has. So.
I go to Mexico to get my burritos. Come back.
After a drug dog sniffed out the presence of drugs in the bag, officials took a peek. One of the burritos had no guacamole, carne asada, or pico de gallo.
Oh, goodness.
But it did have about a pound of meth. So
that's a heavy-duty burrito.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a Chipotle burrito.
Mm.
When I go to Chipotle, because they only charge you more if you get guacamole, everything else, you're golden. I just go with like, yeah, I want all of that, and every single time they got a double burrito because I am a man of excess.
Constant sorrow.
Oh. And after I finish that destructive burrito, my bowels are certainly in constant sorrow.
Oh.
There was a pound of meth in that burrito, estimated to be worth around $3,000. CPB spokeswoman Rob Daniels said, thanks, Rob Daniels. I appreciate your input. I don't know how to pronounce that. It's going to bother me now.
LeBaron.
LeBaron.
Like the Chrysler.
No, but it's an O.
I don't care.
It's LeBaron. LeBaron. Allegedly told officers she was supposed to be paid $500 to deliver them to an unknown party in Tucson. She's getting kind of screwed out of that money.
Yeah.
I mean, unless she was just kind of muling it and she wasn't get paid, like it was, maybe she physically was getting paid $500, but they were going to resell it for the full $1,000 kind of thing, or $3,000, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
That seems kind of cheap, though, still, for like a pound of meth.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Deal. But it's probably not Heisenberg quality, and that's why.
Mm. So. Yeah, also, that was a television show.
Oh.
It wasn't real.
What? I thought it was a documentary.
It was the follow-up to Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That
makes so much sense.
LeBaron was charged with narcotics possession. A federal judge ordered her to be detained until her trial. Now, that's not the only one in the month of May.
The merry month of May.
That May has been full of drug smuggling stories.
Mm.
On May 12th, CBP officers in Far, Texas announced they had confiscated 1,432 pounds of marijuana.
Wow.
Yeah, that stanky lettuce.
I can't even...
The devil's cabbage.
I can't even
the
picture
dab
that
grass.
Much.
Yeah. Well, it was inside more than 2,000 coconuts.
What?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, that is weird. And on May 4th, CBP officials reeled in two accused drug dealers in Brooklyn who were allegedly trying to retrieve 45 pounds of cocaine from Guyana. I always pronounce this wrong. Guyana? 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 I don't know.
Sure.
I'm going to butcher it. I don't know. That were discovered stashed inside a shipment of frozen fish.
Oh.
You know, I like my Coke like I... Well, no, it's... Yeah, I don't know. I like my Coke nice and fishy. I know that's for sure.
Did the dog sniff those out? Through the fish?
No, it was stuff? It was a crazy story. What had happened is they had accidentally come into contact and had a little bit of a fender bender with a tartar sauce truck.
Uh-oh.
And they were like, what are we going to do? We're not going to let this go to waste. So they started grabbing fish and then, hey, surprise, there's meth in here.
I thought it was Coke.
Busted. I mean, Coke. Yeah.
If well, you the, just...
there was. Oh, well, yeah, they had meth, but the fish had...
Coke.
The fish were dealing the Coke, yeah.
They put it... Okay. I don't know.
Laura. I don't know. I've lost track.
drugs.
Basically, people are putting drugs in weird things and trying to smuggle them and not being super successful.
I like that.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Thank you for that conversation starter.
That's interesting.
Back to you. All right, Dan, what do you got?
Well, speaking of putting things in weird things...
Oh, I can't wait. Please, tell me.
I've got something to share, and...
I'm going to guess... Since before the show started, you did tell me you had one very, let's just say, icky story.
It's an icky story.
So I'm honestly just pumped to hear about this, given that context you just said. I can't wait.
Oh, you can't wait. And you are going to regret knowing what I'm telling you.
Tell me.
So, this is a short but intense article. To finish up my ones.
We'll do it.
I forewarn people this is pretty terrible. And eating, if you're eating, finish it up real quick because here it comes.
Okay.
A woman from northern Argentina went to her local supermarket or supermarché if you're Francais.
Which I'm not.
Okay.
Well. And also, that's insensitive.
Why? To you because you're not French?
Yeah, I'm offended.
She went to purchase some goods. One of the foods she purchased was some chorizo sausage.
I used to love chorizo.
Oh
my God.
I just recently discovered it. I got it in an omelet, of all things.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Was it the right kind? Was it crumbly and soft?
Yes. Bits?
I'm going to change your life. Here's what you do, okay? This is like a classic Mexican meal that we always grew up eating.
Okay.
You scramble eggs. You put a crap load of milk in it. That's the secret to fluffy eggs, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, and you brown up some chorizo and mix it with a little bit of extra chili powder, paprika, and that kind of stuff. Make up kind of like a taco seasoning almost.
Yeah.
Mix it up. Mix those two things together. Have the eggs mixed with the chorizo, and then get a side of refried beans. Heat those up, and then grab some tortillas and rip off chunks and eat the two things together. The mixed together eggs and chorizo and beans.
Wow.
It will change everything.
It will change
your
life.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Just like
that. Oh, I can't have it. All right.
She brought her sausage home, and she found that inside that meat tube, there was a prize.
Oh, no. God. What?
She took to Facebook to share her horrible discovery. I've just found the most disgusting thing in a chorizo. A condom.
Oh, gross.
I swear I won't eat anything anymore. I bought it at Luque Supermarket in Corrientes and Munecas area in Barrio Norte, which, you know, we all know where that is.
Yeah, of course.
The picture she posted, pictures, shows the condom outside of its packaging, mind you. There,
oh, yeah.
Which, and it's all crumpled up.
Oh.
Which many speculate was possibly used before it was discarded inside the meat.
Oh, God. What, they're, like, doing it in the meat processing area?
I can only speculate how disturbing
and
how far down the rabbit hole this whole thing goes.
You don't recover from a PR nightmare like that. You just, no one ever buys meat from you ever again.
I don't think anyone will ever buy anything from you ever
again. Yeah, that's very true.
This is turning me off to food in general.
Yeah, can you imagine? Oh, my God.
And the pictures are disgusting. The discarded condom inside that she found, she was cutting into the chorizo. She found it. It was stretched out and yellowing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
good.
Yeah. So, just have that in your head. I know that's a nice, it really builds up the hunger meter. So, yeah. Have fun enjoying your next meal. because that's
weird. You know, maybe the
condom sausage.
I don't think. Never mind. Let's not go there. Never mind. I'm not gonna. That's too far. That's
I think most people probably have it in their heads what may have happened here.
Yeah,
and we don't need to paint the picture anymore.
No, we don't.
Disturbing than it already.
But
has.
That's absolutely disgusting. And actually, it's funny. Same thing happened to me, and that's why I don't eat meat anymore.
Is it?
Yeah. Crazy. It's crazy.
You found a condom in meat.
I did, and it was definitely used.
And it was your own.
Yeah.
It was definitely. Oh, gross. Yeah. I did it again.
Oops.
And then you just ate it.
I mean, I'm not gonna waste it. Go, right? Yeah. I'm not gonna let it go. This is gross. Constantly stop. Oh, God. No, gross. This is disgusting. Okay, so let's steer away from the penis region, okay? and go right into another region. That's I like to call the penis region.
Oh, what a segue.
So remember we did a story, I think it was last week, about the spider bite.
Oh, yeah.
On the penis. It sort of, you know, make you unsettled about using the restroom. Every time you go, you got to check the lid and stuff. Just make sure. Yeah. You never know. You're going to sit down, get bitten on the ping pong by a
ching chong.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Bit on the ping pong.
Yeah, by a spider.
Oh, okay.
Well, in this case, it wasn't a spider.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
What?
It kind of it one-upped the spider.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, a Thai man's routine visit to the bathroom turned into a terrifying fight with a giant snake.
Oh no.
I'm going to butcher this guy's name. I'm so sorry.
It's
I'm
fine.
So sorry.
I've done plenty of that today.
Attaporn? Is his
Wait,
first name.
What?
Attaporn.
Attaporn?
Attaporn. Boon Makchue. Oh. Attaporn Boon Makchue.
Okay.
Was doing his business on a toilet in his home east of Bangkok when a python emerged through the bowl and bit his penis. Oh. The python wouldn't let go, so he screamed for his wife to get a rope. He managed to tie the snake's head to the bathroom door and separate himself from it, quote, before he passed out from loss of blood.
Jesus.
The man has been hospitalized in stable condition. As news video shows, and there is, well, it's not of the actual thing, but you can see the snake. The massive python, which was alive was taken to the home, still stuck in the pipe, and the bathroom fixture workers eventually smashed it. Or rather, stuck in the pipe and the bathroom fixture, and workers eventually smashed it to set free the python, which was expected to be released back into the wild. It came through the piping, through the bowl, out of the bowl, and bit him on the penis.
It was on a mission.
You can't even check the bowl for this.
Yeah.
Anytime you sit down to use the restroom, a python could just come up and bite your penis. That's if you're...
That's it, I'm never going to the bathroom again, either.
Imagine if you're unlucky enough to have them team up, the spider and the snake, and they do, like, a timed assault.
Like, one's on... Like, the spider's on the head of the snake.
Yeah. Well, no, they're in separate locations. It's kind of like like World War II, right? We have
like, flanking?
Yeah, we have fighting on either side.
You don't want that.
No, it's... You don't come back from that successfully.
So basically what this story is telling me is...
Except when you do, but whatever.
Is, well, with my previous story, don't ever eat again.
Yeah.
And then with this, don't ever go to the bathroom again.
Which
it's
is easy
because you don't have... If you're not eating, you don't need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
And so just go... It's basically just go hide in a closet and die.
Yeah. Or, you know... Yeah, sure. That sounds like the most reasonable way to approach this.
That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, I'd rather do that than get bitten on the bing bong, the old ping pong, by a snake or a spider. So,
yeah.
I mean, I've stopped using the restroom a long time ago. So this honestly is going to be, this is just the nail in the coffin.
That's what all those, the wall coffin. Of jars is in your closet.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't look at it for too long, though, because you're going to have some questions.
There's some spiders in one of them. They're waiting.
Well,
I'm going to have some questions about the jars. I have questions about that statement.
Well, so there you go. Don't use the restroom ever and don't eat ever, because there might be condoms in your food and there might be snakes in your toilet. Certainly not toilets in your snake.
You've got your snake in my toilet.
Okay, so on that cheery note, we have hit the marker at which we usually end the show.
So I guess we should probably do that.
I feel like we could probably waste a few minutes at the end talking about nonsense that nobody cares about anyway.
Go for it.
Yeah, when usually people cut off anyway and don't listen to the very end. So we could really say anything. No one would know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do want to say before I go into my spiel that we appreciate you. You're swell folks, and the support is awesome. Also, we haven't had any in a while. You probably have noticed, but remember, you can send submissions for neat articles and stuff to our contact form. We also have an email address that's bbr@ghostshipradio.com. I never mention it because when you fill out the contact form, it goes directly to the email anyway. It's just another way to email us. But yeah, give us whatever you want. Contact us on our contact form. It's there for a reason.
Yeah.
So let's get into the long-winded spiel. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banterbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. And if you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. It helps us cover some of the server costs and, makes our life easier.
Yeah.
And that's all for this week.
And remember, Brazil's Congress in 2016 includes suspects accused of murder and drug trafficking, a judo champ, and a clown.
Thanks for joining us. We're checking the mic. Dan, would you like to check the mic?
I would like to check the mic, but I just don't have the time.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.